الحمد لله كفى السلام على عباد النبي مصطفى رمضان أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الصلاة نور وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq, the ability to come here for Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make this the day that He forgives all of our sins and He gives us a restart and a boost for the weeks to come, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we shall always remind ourselves that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Wal Jumu'ah ilal Jumu'ah mukaffirat ma baynaha min al-thunub. That one Jummah to the next Jummah is an expiation of sins. And so we might feel very low in the week. We might feel that we weren't accomplishing as much as we'd like to accomplish. But this Jummah, inshallah, is a restart, another way of getting back into our game, inshallah. May Allah make it easy and accept it from all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unbelievably kind. He is so merciful and kind. We should be very careful, though, of not stepping over the boundaries of Allah's kindness. And remember that He has rights upon us, that we pray to Him and that we worship Him. One topic that I really want to cover today, inshallah, which is very fit for the season, which is Independence Day, which is every country has it, Istiqlal, Yom al-Istiqlal, is, for America, it's what, that they found independence from Great Britain in July 4th, 1776, right, the specific time, and they have like a very interesting maqam, you know, the prelude to it is like, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, right, that all men are created equal. There's like an entire halakha I could probably give on this topic, which I'm not going to do here. Right, we need a specific amount of time to talk about this thing. And a lot of the things that we need to discuss as Muslims growing up in America too. May Allah make it easy and safe for all of us here, inshallah ta'ala. So what is the idea? The idea is that independence, right? In meaning not, right? Depend, right? So you're saying someone is indifferent. They're not different, right? Independence meaning not dependent. They said that we are not dependent anymore on the UK or the British, right? They said we are completely free from them. Does not mean that they're completely independent, right? There's no such thing as that. Human beings, by nature, we are slaves to something. You're always a slave to something. You're abd to something. Whichever human being you might be. You might be a slave to your money. You might be a slave to your work. You might be a slave to Netflix. You might be a slave to so many things in life. We become slaves to these things. And certain people are slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And that's the idea behind it. And so this independence that they're talking about, in Islam we find that there is a specific type of independence as well. There was a day where we can call it, instead of calling it Independence Day, we can call it a Dependence Day. A day when we acknowledge our dependence. It's the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out all the souls from Bani Adam. From the souls of Adam alayhi salam. From our father Adam alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala took out all of his children from his back. And so all of us were displayed on one single huge plane. And on that day, Allah ta'ala talked to us and He spoke to us and He said something. He asked us a very important question. And I want to remind myself of this question and remind everyone else here about this question as well. Allah ta'ala asked us, قَالَ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ He said, am I not your Lord? Am I not your Rabb? I translate it as Lord because we're not going to get a good translation of Rabb ever. It's not a word that you can translate properly into any other language. It is, if you're calling it Lord, there are about six or so different meanings for the word Rabb. So I'll give you an idea. The word Rabb can mean owner. Like when you own something, you're Rabbul Sayyara. You're the Lord of the car, right? I mean, the owner of the car. So you can call someone Rabb, meaning an owner. You can also call it Lord or Master, like we just talked about. It's someone who also nourishes you and provides for you. Someone who sustains you is someone who's called a Rabb. Someone who helps you grow is a Rabb, right? Someone who develops you is a Rabb. That's why in many languages we have this word Murabbi. In Bangla, it's Murabbi, right? You call a grandparent. A grandparent is someone who raises you. And it's the same Rabb that you hear. And so it also means growth. Someone who plans everything for you is also a Rabb. You have so many different words. Owner, master, provider, nourisher, maintainer, sustainer. So many words are encapsulated in this one word, Rabb. And the greatest of all them is what? He's a mun'im. The word Rabb can also mean mun'im. It's someone who gives you so many ni'am. On top of all the stuff He gives you already, He's like, I want to make it comfortable for that person as well. That's the word Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you get this what? This feeling of like it's your coach, your mentor, your mother and your father, the farmer, the gardener, the shepherd, all these words into one is the word Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, I am the Rabb. I am the one who sustains and provides and takes care of everything. From every single world and every single system. From cellular all the way to planetary, Allah Ta'ala takes care of everyone. Every single kingdom, every single creature, Allah Ta'ala provides for each and every single one of these individuals. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'n. Every single day Allah Ta'ala is taking care of it. We have to think and contemplate that if there's an AC system, for example. An AC system, you need to maintain it. If you don't maintain it, it gets rusty, then it starts to wear out, and then the power starts to weaken. And same thing with lights, right? If you don't maintain these lights, then eventually one of them goes out, then you have to replace them and switch them and everything. But proper maintenance of your car, for example, allows it to run even longer, for a longer time. But when we look at the sun and the moon, when we look at the stars in the sky, when we look at the water cycle, we look at the plants, we look at the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, the ants and the birds and everything in the world, they're just running. And who's maintaining all of these things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a maintenance. For thousands and thousands, millions of years, the sun has been going back and forth. It's been rotating on its own axis for such a long time. Who's been maintaining that? Who's been operating? Have you ever seen the sun go out? That you need to switch? You have to replace the sun because the battery went out? No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's maintaining all of these things. The water has been coming for eons and eons. You've been seeing this water come up and down all the time. Plants have been growing. Who's been maintaining the system? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been maintaining the system. He uses word very, it's a beautiful word. It's a word that means so many things. And he said, this is the connection I have. When you and I start our prayer, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When we finish the Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Any single dua in the Quran, virtually any single dua in the Quran, and I challenge anyone, look for any dua, you'll find your Rabb somewhere in that ayah. You'll find it in there. Because Allah does always acknowledge it. Anytime a person's been asking, when every prophet would ask Allah, they would say, oh my Rabb, the one who sustains me and provides for me, who's been allowing me to grow. I was once a child, He raised me to a parent. He raised me to a grandparent. And one day I'm going to go back to Him. He's my Rabb, He's been providing for me. The cell which was in the womb of the mother, Allah does the one who nourished and sustained that, so that way it will grow to the way it is. That every single plant you see, every single seed that you see, was one that Allah does the one who provides for these things and makes them grow. He's the Rabb, He sustains and He provides. He asks this question to all of us. After giving us this long discussion about Rabb, Allah goes and asks all of us, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? Am I not your Rabb? Right? Let's just use the word Rabb now, because you can clearly see, you can't cover it in the word Lord. It doesn't work. It does not work. Am I not your Rabb? And everyone said, "Qalu bala." If your dad asked you, "Am I not your father?" If your dad asked you, "Am I not your father?" You'd be like, "Dad, are you trying to tell me something really scary right now? You're going to give me a heart attack. Don't say such a question. That question is scary. That question is legitimately scary. Because what? Am I not your father?" It's like, "Whoa, Dad. Of course you're my dad. Don't say anything else. I don't want to hear anything else that comes out of your mouth saying you're not or whatever. But of course you're my dad. Of course you're my dad. Of course you're my mom. Alastu bi Rabbikum. Allah Ta'ala says, "Am I not your Rabb?" Of course, Ya Allah. Why would you even ask? Why would you ask that to us? That's so obvious. When you say bala in Arabic, you're saying it when something's so obvious. No duh. Like that feeling. Like that. Ya Allah, of course. How could we ever think anything else? Iblis, when he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he disobeys Allah ta'ala, he doesn't bow to Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam, he's told to make sajda in front of him. He doesn't make sujood. And then he makes an excuse, whatever the excuse was. And then Allah ta'ala says, "You're banished, Iblis. Get out of here." Then he says, "Rabbi, anzidni ila yawmi yub'athun." He says, "Oh my Rabb." Iblis goes and says, "Oh my Rabb, give me life to the Day of Judgment." Because he knows that the only one who can give is Allah Ta'ala. The only one who can provide for you is Allah Ta'ala. When the jinnat in Surah Al-Rahman is a surah that if you want to remember, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. If you ever forget why I'm worshipping Allah, or what do I need from Allah, and how does Allah Ta'ala provide for me? Just read Surah Al-Rahman. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the wedding night of the Quran is Surah Al-Rahman. The most beautiful part of the Quran is Surah Al-Rahman. It is something that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he told the Sahaba, he read the surah from beginning to end. He read it, and every single time he read the ayah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. From which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? From which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? This comes up 31 times. And Sahaba were all listening and just like, this is a beautiful surah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Why are you guys not responding? Allah is asking you a question. Allah is asking you a question. He said when the jinnat were hearing this this surah being read to them, from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read it to them as well. They said, La shayya min ni'amika rabbana nukadzib falakal hamd. They said, oh Allah, whatever favors you gave us, we're not denying a single one. All of them for your praise. Surah Ar-Rahman talks about the favors you get here, before you came here, while you're here, where you're going to go, when you get into Jannah, how you're saved from Jahannam. So many favors and so many blessings. There's so many reasons to thank Allah Ta'ala. And that's the connection that we're supposed to be developing. We're supposed to be developing that connection with Allah. Our goal in this life is to be connected to the independent one. That was the dependence day that we have. The connection, the day that we were telling Allah, Ya Allah, we are dependent on you. No one else that we depended on. You'll find many people in this life, unfortunately, because of depression, they go towards suicide and they go towards they live very difficult lives because they have nothing to rely on. Once you take away the Creator, you take away God, you take away Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Once you take away Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, what happens is ultimately when you take away Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, you ultimately remove that connection, that base that we had. That we're fine, we're okay, we can go back to something. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala asked us when He said, "Am I not your Lord?" You know the ayats in the Quran say what? هَلَا تَعْلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. When a person, it's so obvious, right, that Allah Taala is our Lord. Allah Taala asked us in the Quran, hasn't a time come upon people where they just realized that I wasn't anything? Before I had my hair, before I had my eyes, before I had my ears, before I had the beautiful face that I have, before I had the muscles, before I was so good at basketball, before the time I was such an attractive person, before I was anything, Allah Taala said, hasn't a time occurred when you and I just thought about it, that one time we were nothing? We were absolutely nothing. And Allah Taala, because He was Rabb, He decided to make us into something. Hasn't the time come, Ya Ayyuhal Insan, Ma Gharraka Bi Rabbika Al Kareem? What has deluded you from your Rabb? What ni'mah of Allah Subhanahu has deluded you from your Rabb? It's unfortunate today that we as Muslims, we have lost that connection with Allah. And then we find our lives to be very difficult. He's the one who makes us grow. Sometimes you go through a trial in life. You do go through trials in life. But because of why? Because Allah Ta'ala wants you to grow. He's going to train you. He's going to give you good qualities. You can't just get a quality of bravery without going towards fear. You can't become a person who's patient unless you go through things that will test your patience. Everything Allah Ta'ala will make you grow and develop. Because He's the Rabb. He's training you all the way till you get into Jannah. His goal is to do what? So that you can get into Jannah inshaAllah Ta'ala. And that requires that you get qualities inside. This is the Rabb that we have. But unfortunately, what we do is we neglect Him. We abandon Him. We leave Him. And we pretend like He needs us. He doesn't need us. The only independent creature, the only independent being, the only independent being in all of existence is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The one who's truly Al-Ghani is Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't need us at all, but we are completely dependent on Him. We do what we see today in Independence Day. What do you find? The way people celebrate it is that they shoot fireworks up into the sky, right? And it's like, if you think about it, right? First of all, it's like a $990 million industry, right? It's close to $1 billion. Of selling fireworks, and it's something that doesn't benefit anyone whatsoever. I'm saying, like, you get a little bit of entertainment. Yeah, you might get a little bit of entertainment, but then what happens to the world? The sky is polluted, the ground is polluted, the water is polluted. When they shoot fireworks in California, they pick up from the litter which is produced from the material which is used for the fireworks about four huge bags, 50-gallon bags of just debris that they pick up. Literally, swimmers can't swim the next day because the skin will be irritating because of the fact that they're going to the water which all the fireworks are going into. That's the way we celebrate things. That's the way we celebrate our independence, right? We just poison the world. And that's how we show that we are masters of this world, right? We can do whatever we want. It's a very sad state that we're in. The way that we're describing how we are independent. And unfortunately, and this is what I mean, don't take it offensively, inshallah, is that as Muslims, we also do the same exact thing. That Allah gives us time, He gives us money, He gives us a home, He gives us family. And then what do? We burn the time, we shoot it up into the sky, we blast it, we waste it completely. And then we complain when we're in trouble. Ya Allah, why aren't you helping us? Why aren't you helping us? Why aren't you helping us? You could have got Allah's help beforehand. And even when you were going through the trial, you'd say, don't worry, my Allah is with me. Inna ma'aya Rabbi sayyadeen. When Musa alayhi salam came up to the water, when Fir'aun was behind him, and his entire tribe was saying, Musa, you lied to us. Musa alayhi salam, you lied to us. We're going to drown or we're going to get killed by Fir'aun, one or the other. Imagine so many, like thousands of people telling you you're wrong. And Musa alayhi salam is looking at them saying, Kalla, Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Don't worry. No, my Lord is with me. My Rabb is with me. He's going to guide me. I have nothing to worry about. That's how a person feels when they're going through trial. When you ask a Muslim, a proper Muslim, I had my friend yesterday that legit, like, honest, seriously, yesterday, he goes and he calls me, he says, my younger brother just committed suicide. His younger brother just committed suicide. Just about a week ago, he told me that he committed suicide. And he told me, I didn't have the courage to talk to you until today. I wanted to talk to you about it today. And then I told him that, you know, may Allah reward you for your patience. And it must be very difficult for you. May Allah give you more sabr and make it easy for you. And as much as we can, make dua, right? And just say, I really feel for you. That's all you can really do at that time. Then I talked to him. He's a convert brother. He tells me, and he says it so beautifully. He's like, you know, but like, honestly speaking, I felt bad. But I knew this was Allah's plan. So I didn't, you know, I was completely, you know, I was okay. I was praying fine. I really just thank Allah Ta'ala. Because why? Because I have that connection with Him still. He said, in that moment, that difficult moment, I still had that connection. And that's what we want everyone to have. We really, legitimately, I want everyone in this room to have this connection with Allah. That when a time, a difficult time comes from Allah Ta'ala, they just know Allah Ta'ala is there. They know where they need to go. They know that they have to pray. As-salatu nur, the Prophet ﷺ says. He says, prayer is a light. Prayer is a nur. The nur of salah is different from the word sabr diya. The word dhiya, there's two words you can use for light in Arabic. Many words you can use. Two specific words. One is dhiya. Dhiya is the word you use for a sun. When a sun is shooting out like when a sun is emanating its light. It's a very hot and burning light. You can't even look at the sun because of how hot it is. But when it comes to the moon is also emanating a light, albeit it's not its own. But that's a very comfortable light. You can look at the moon. You can actually appreciate the moon. Actually, people, when they look at the moon, they become calm. So the word for the sun's light in Arabic is dhiya. And the word for the moon's light is nur. Right? And so when a person is praying salah, they're becoming relaxed again. That is the point. Because why? When you say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah is my Rabb. What do I have to worry about? What do I have to worry about? I have nothing to worry about. As long as I'm praying, this salah will calm me down. This salah will calm me down. Because why? At the end of the day, whatever exam you have in your life, whatever issues we're going through in our life, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I'm still going back to Allah. When you go into sajda, you should remind yourself that I'm going into this ground. I have nowhere else I'm going to go. And when I go into the ground, that's where I'm going to be. And I'm going to go stand up in front of Allah Ta'ala one day. That feeling of humbling ourselves and being connected to Allah Ta'ala, that's salah. Salah is a nur. But what we as Muslims have done is what? We have turned that the day is my day. You can know what's the most important thing to you in your day. So you can know what you are a slave to in your day when you ask yourself, what is the most important thing I have in my day? If the most important thing is your free time, you are a slave to your free time. If the most important thing in the day is your Netflix, then you are a slave to your Netflix. If the most important time of the day is your food, then that's what you're a slave to. If the most important thing in your day is your prayer, you know who you're a slave to. And that's what you're trying to do, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq to become dependent to Allah Azza wa Jal, to connect ourselves to prayer again. Don't schedule your prayer into your day. That's not the way we do it. Schedule your day into your prayer. You don't miss your food and drink. You don't miss your medication. Similarly, five times any prayer is not something you say, I missed. That's not what we say as Muslims. We say that if it happened, it was an accident, I forgot. You know, like sometimes you forget your medication, that might happen. But you never ever say, oh, I didn't want to do it. Or I didn't have the time to do it. No one ever says, I don't have the time to eat my meds. You do it because why? Because that's what we're supposed to do, connect ourselves with Allah. And those brothers and sisters who've already started to pray their five times, mashallah, very regularly, add another two rakats in the day, and just thank Allah for being your Rabb. Just say, Allah, I'm just grateful that you're my master. I'm just grateful because why? Because you organized my life, you took care of me. From the point that I was before to I am now, and where I'm going to be, inshallah. And one day, inshallah, if I'm doing this properly, because miftahul jannati as-salah, that the key to Jannah is salah. May Allah make us from people who have our keys, who have the keys into Jannah. May Allah make us from such people that pray regularly and never miss a single prayer. May Allah allow us to be dependent on Him in every single moment and instant. May Allah allow us to never feel independent from Him, waliyadu billah. May Allah allow us to connect to Him in those difficult times and difficult days and the happy days as well. The Prophet ﷺ said that the first people who enter Jannah are those who praise Allah Ta'ala in happy times and sad times. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. For those who make sunnah, can do so, inshallah.